We're back for more here at the Daily Tip on a Tuesday. So, Jenks, I feel like there are a few, like, characters in pop culture that kind of tell you how locked in you are to the culture. And Madison Beer is one of those. I had heard of her, but I don't really know what she's famous for. So we're going to get to the rumors involving Madison Beer and Justin Herbert. Are they dating? Are we speculating wildly? Most of us are. But let me ask you, did you know who Madison Beer was?
I'd heard of her name. Like, I knew kind of, I was like, I've heard of her. I was like, she's probably some sort of singer, TikTok star. But if you're asking me, like, could I recognize her? Well, I recognize her now. But had I done a deep dive, or could I tell you a bunch of her music now?
Yeah, I don't know any of her songs. Like, maybe I'm going to have to read up, though, because if she is going to be dating Justin Herbert, then it is now part of our culture in the sports world. So maybe I'll have to do some reading up. So this is the new stir with Chargers fans and, of course, NFL fans, because it could be another power couple to add to the list of Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, Haley Steinfeld, Josh Allen. So photos were snapped of the two who looked like they were going to a friend's house. And it did look like a date because Madison Beer was holding a bottle of wine. And I'm going to say that this is wrong, that TMZ is saying it's a box of chocolates. Because if you zoom in, it is a box of Rummikub. Have you ever played this game? I did a quick Google search. Apparently, it is a tile-like board game. But it's funny because, like, some of the first, like, headlines are, Rummikub has a low skill ceiling and involves zero strategy. Perfect for social time with teens. And I was like, great. Should we be reading into this and saying, no, I'm not reading into Justin Herbert and Madison Beer, but like, is Justin Herbert stupid? But then I did some research, and apparently he graduated with a 401 GPA with a degree in biology. So, Justin Herbert, not stupid.
Well, also, if you're an NFL quarterback at a high level, you got to be smart. If you're reading defenses and you know a playbook and you're able to make adjustments to the line of scrimmage, you know what you're doing. It's probably he does so much thinking and so much studying during the week. He's like, the last thing I want to do is play a board game where I got to think some more. Do you know what I mean? It's like when, it's like we always say on this show, like when you've done something for a long time, sometimes you just need a break from it. It's like, I am Commanders later on today, and I don't want to talk football for 45 minutes on the way out there with some stranger. No offense, but we've been talking about it all morning. I'm going to talk about it later. I'll read about it later on. Like, I just want a break for a little bit. So he's probably like, can we just play Go Fish or something? Like that. You want to play high card? We'll just turn over, you know? Like, don't give me anything that makes me think, because I'm going to do plenty of that later on today.
Well, and plus, if it's like one of their first dates, like, you don't want to play like Dungeons and Dragons or like something that has like a lot of strategy to it. Like,
why not?
Seems,
I don't know. That'd be great.
But like, my point is that doesn't that have a lot of strategy involved?
Yes.
Like, it just feels like there's too much thinking. You want some air to breathe, where you guys can have side conversations, you can learn about each other. So now, should we wildly speculate about this relationship? And should we make that leap and say, this will have an impact on how he plays for the Chargers this season? Because you know how people are. Like, this always moves the needle. When athletes are dating fellow celebrities, people like to say either, oh, this guy's going to win MVP, or, oh, this guy's going to be, you know, up his rear end, and you know he's not going to be able to think straight, and we're going to blame it all on her. Which thought process do you subscribe to here, or are you a human being with common sense?
I am a human being with common sense. I think this has zero factor on how he's going to play. Like, if you're talking about Taylor Swift, okay, then maybe that is a little bit different, because there's going to be a level of attention that is hard to fathom, right? Like, you walk into a stadium and it's, oh my God, let's look at her. The cutaways are on her. There's questions about her. There are questions to your teammates about her. It's just a different level of distraction. Here, it's, no offense to Madison Beer, it's, hey, he's dating this really pretty girl who's a singer. Okay. But it's not, this is not going to be something that just like dominates headlines and each and every week where, like, we'll look at it and we'll see it, but it's not so much of a big deal that it will distract him. So I see it as not really anything at all. Like, he's an NFL quarterback. I'm not stunned he's dating an attractive woman.
Yeah, like it makes a lot of sense. He also makes a lot of money. But I think that we have seen proof that if you want to keep your social life somewhat private, you can. Mm-hmm. Like, the only reason we found out about Joe Burrow's girlfriend is because there was a break-in at his house. And he went as far to say, oh, that's my employee. You're like, oh, you employ a model?
Good for you. At your house. Yeah.
But Justin Herbert's super private. Like, I feel like we don't really know that much about him. And I don't know if you follow the Chargers social media, but, like, they try to do all this stuff with him, and you can tell he's just not into it. So yeah. I think he's just a shy guy, and I would not expect to see, like, a huge social, you know, like, debacle or, like, show about this supposed relationship.
Well, not at all. Now, that would become a distraction. Like, the last thing you want is to be an NFL quarterback and have a reality show, you know, or someone following you around. That would absolutely take away from the work that you want to do, because at some point you realize the cameras are on you, or you need to do certain things, or sometimes you have to reshoot things. I mean, let's be honest, not all reality shows are just one take and that's the way it is. Sometimes they want you to redo things, and there is some sort of planning involved, but I don't see that happening at all.
Well, it's not even for a reality show. It's for, like, their social media team, where they're like, hey, Justin, we're asking everybody, like, their favorite childhood memories. Like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even a reality show. It's, like, very quick hitters that the social media team is simply trying to do their job. And he's just like, no, thanks.
Poor guy. He's like, come on. Just throw us a bone here. Throw us a bone here, Justin. He's like, I'd rather go look at some tape. Can you just give us a go, Bolts? Go, Bulls. Mm. Like, no, you got to, can you enunciate it, please? I like Justin Herbert a lot. I think he's a hell of a quarterback. And so I mean, I know it comes to the territory, but I think there's this misnomer that just because you are great at something, you want the attention to come with it. I mean, some guys sort of bask in that. They love the spotlight. They don't mind it, and they absorb it. And some guys are like, no, I love playing football. This is what I want to do, and I'm not really a big fan of all of this other stuff that comes with it. Joe Burrow is definitely that way, and I feel like Justin Herbert comes across the same way.
Yeah, even though Joe Burrow has, like, a little bit of that flashiness to him. Like, he bought the Batmobile, and he goes to Paris Fashion Week. Like, I feel like Justin Herbert's not really like that. Like, he doesn't have, like, a flashy side to him. He feels like a salt-of-the-earth guy, because I don't really know that much about him. And he is one of the premier quarterbacks in the NFL. All right, so we did have some trades over the last 24 hours, and we had some former quarterbacks going to, or not former, former player, well, let me rephrase that. Quarterbacks who used to play for other teams that are now finding their landing spot somewhere else. So let me ask you, which of these moves was more questionable? The Raiders trading for Kenny Pickett, the Eagles trading for Sam Howell, or the Vikings signing Carson Wentz? I feel like there is a clear winner here for the most questionable move, but we'll see what you say.
I think it's the Eagles trading for Sam Howell. Like, I don't... What am I missing here? I don't... Den, am I missing something? Like, I don't... I will say there was a time, it was a very short time in the preseason here, where it was like, Sam Howell is the guy. Sam Howell's going to be the guy. I mean, you talk about just, like, holding on to hope just for hope's sake. You're like, I think he's the guy. And then the regular season hit, and you're like, oh, he's not the guy. He's not... He holds on to the football way too long. I do not... Like, Kenny Pickett at least has some sort of game management experience. Carson Wentz is okay. You're getting a veteran backup, a guy who can come in case of injury, who's been there, done that. Sam Howell, I just do not understand. You're trading for him?
Right, yeah.
That's the thing. If you're like, we signed him, we'll throw him in the practice squad or whatever, or maybe he can be a third stringer. But trading for him is something I don't get. Maybe you feel like he's some sort of reclamation project that maybe, but why would you spend that sort of capital or any time on someone who is not a starter in the National Football League? I mean, they have Jalen Hurts. I don't understand it. Do you?
I don't either, because Tanner McKee also had a great preseason, like at least the game that I saw. So they already have like another quarterback on the roster, Tanner McKee. So I don't know why you would trade for somebody unless you didn't have faith in Tanner McKee, which, you know, maybe you don't. But it also was interesting to me that people are still signing Carson Wentz. Like, in this economy, Like, the verbiage also matters here because I think you're right. When you trade for somebody, it means a little bit more. So, like, nobody was trading for Carson Wentz. They simply signed him. But, like, man, how long is this going to go on? I have lost all faith in Carson Wentz, and I think most people have. But you're right. He's an NFL veteran. He's played for a ton of teams. Mm-hmm. And he does have a good command of, like, managing a offense. And that's why I think the move for the Raiders trading for Kenny Pickett is not surprising. Because they said something in a press conference to the effect of, hey, we're going to go look for a quarterback that has some experience that can make our team better. So, like, mm-hmm. obviously Kenny Pickett was one of those, you know, speculative quarterbacks that they were going to go out and get. So it makes a lot of sense. And, of course, Geno Smith is going to be the starter. So I don't think any of these moves really in the long run matter too much. Right. But we say this all the time, and quarterbacks get hurt all the time. So backup quarterbacks, I think, matter more than people want them to matter in the NFL.
Oh, they absolutely do. I know mm-hmm. when you see a Carson Wentz, you're like, oh, my God, like, what are you doing? But he's not signed to be your starter. Would you rather have Spencer Rattler? You know?
No.
Would you rather
have... No.
Would you rather have Will Levis? Would you rather have
healthy?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's like, would you rather have Davis Mills? So it, you know, if you're maybe, but ultimately this is and when you have a veteran, like honestly, when you have a rookie like a J.J. McCarthy or who a second year player like J.J. McCarthy, having a veteran who's probably a good locker room guy who can learn the offense and sort of be a nice veteran guy there and also be a nice fill-in in that second spot, I think there's value there as long as you're not giving up anything. So I have no issue with that.
Yeah, I think every team should have at least one veteran quarterback on the roster. If nothing else, just to teach the young guys, you know, what to expect. And I will say that's the one thing the Saints don't have. Jake Haener, Tyler Shuck, Spencer Rattler. Once again, nightmare blunt rotation for the Saints. They could use Carson Wentz. All right, coming up next here on the show, we'll go through the biggest headlines in the NFL, including Terry McLaurin finally getting paid. That's next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.